Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Many credit Massachusetts for leading the way to last week's U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage in all 50 states. But this state's trajectory on gay rights has not always been what some might call progressive. 30 years ago, an attempt by two gay Boston men to become foster parents ignited a media and political firestorm, leaving regret that still smolders today. WBUR's Barbara Howard tells their story as she looks back in this report.
Don Babbitts and David Jean, like others in the gay community, had become urban pioneers, buying a house in Fort Hill in Boston's Roxbury neighborhood. Babbitts, who worked for the city, had grown up the oldest of five. Jean, who worked for a nonprofit and was music director at his church, grew up as one of six. So it was only natural, after being together for 7 years, that they thought about kids of their own. They applied to be foster parents. Here's Jean.
I had no agenda when I went in to do this. I just wanted to be a parent. You know, I wasn't trying to prove anything. I wasn't trying to stir up the pot.
Babbitts and Jean were not the first gay foster parents. There had quietly been others. There was no policy against it. The only guideline was the best interest of the child. By all accounts, Babbitts and Jean were the first, though, who were openly gay. The screening for foster parents was rigorous. Don Babbitts remembers a lengthy application and home visits with social workers. Character references came from Babbitts' priest and Jean's pastor. Finally, they were approved. Still, nothing happened for a year until April of 1985.
They called and said, "We have two kids, and they're 3 years old, and one was 18 months old. And would you be open to taking them in?"
Babbitts remembers the first days.
"We did have to buy clothes and buy toys. And that's what I would do with my lunch hours is, in fact, Woolworths in downtown Boston became the place to find Don Babbitts."
There was a pet rabbit, outings to the New England Aquarium, and potlucks so neighbors could get to know the toddlers.
"I was Daddy Don and he was Daddy Dave."
The boy's mother knew the placement was with a gay couple and she had no problem with it.
"In those days, we were somewhat practicing Catholics and we took the kids to church and she thought that was wonderful because she hadn't been taking them."
Soon they slid into the rhythms of everyday life until one evening, about 2.5 weeks into the placement, the telephone rang. It was Ken Cooper, a young reporter from the Boston Globe. He'd gotten a tip that the first openly gay foster couple had taken in two kids, and he was writing under deadline for the morning paper. Cooper remembers Babbitts asking him not to run the story, saying he was afraid the kids would be taken away, and turns out there was reason to worry. Cooper had already interviewed a prominent lawyer from the neighborhood, Fletcher Wiley.
"I knew Fletcher Wiley lived in Fort Hill, and to try to get reaction from neighbors, and I didn't have a lot of time. I called him up."
"Ken called me and said, 'Guess what?' And I said, 'What?' He said, 'Did you know that the Department of Social Services had given custody of two foster children, I think they were, in your neighborhood to two gay guys?' And I said, 'What?' I said, 'Are they crazy?'"
That quote and others appeared in the morning paper. The backlash was immediate. That very afternoon, Babbitts and Jean got the word social workers were coming to take the boys away. Babbitts asked for a moment.
"I sat down and I said to the oldest, they're going to be taking you to a new home where there's some kids that you'll be able to play with. And he didn't understand, I don't think, what was totally happening. They got into the car, the oldest one. This breaks my heart to think about this because the window was partially open and his hands were up against the car window and he was crying, 'Where are we going? Why are they taking us? Where are we going?' And they pulled away. And that was the last time we saw him."
The next day, as supporters rallied around Babbitts and Jean, up on Beacon Hill, legislators overwhelmingly took a stand against gay foster parenting. So did editorials in the two major dailies. 2 days after the boys were taken, then-Governor Michael Dukakis, whose administration had otherwise championed gay rights, called for a written policy. Now, that policy created a hierarchy for foster placement. Family members topped the list, then straight married couples, then single people. And going forward, everybody, except relatives, would be asked about their sexual orientation. That's what triggered a lawsuit. Here's Gene.
Suing didn't even occur to me, and that actually wasn't about having the kids taken. That was about that policy that says basically that gay people would not be foster parents.
So Babbitts and Gene did sue. Nearly 5 years later, that suit was finally settled. Babbitts and Gene prevailed. Questions about sexual orientation were out. Now, 30 years later, Phil Johnston, Dukakis' head of human services at the time, who was named in that suit, says that things were mishandled from the start.
In my public career, it was my one regret, big regret, that I feel that we should have handled it better, and we should have handled it more fairly, and we should have stood up to the people who were demonizing gays and lesbians, and we should have told them to get lost.
Governor Dukakis declined to be interviewed for this story. Fletcher Wiley remembers being contacted by Babbitts and Gene just after being quoted in that original Globe article.
Back then, I was ignorant and prejudiced. I thought gays would be likely to be child molesters. I respected their willingness to deal with a bigot like me and help educate me on, you know, what it was all about.
As for Babbitts and Gene, they now live in Western Massachusetts in a large house they built at the end of a dirt road. They needed the extra space for the four brothers, all younger than 8 when they adopted them. Standing in the living room, David Gene pulls out a certificate. It's from the Massachusetts State Legislature. That's the same body that voted overwhelmingly to support a ban on gay foster parenting back in May of 1985. In florid terms, it congratulates Babbitts and Gene on the occasion of the adoption of their four boys. It's dated May of 1995.
It was 10 years later, almost to the day, that this was issued. It's kind of... It is a bit ironic, isn't it?
Last year, after 37 years together and raising four boys of their own, Don Babbitts and David Gene were married in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Howard.